Should I want to say something to you.
What's good?
I'm kind of proud of you, buddy.
Really?
Yeah. I was thinking about this. I kind of saw it like yesterday. I saw it today. But mainly just like in terms of like the gym, bro.
Oh.
I know it's kind of hard, but like your work schedule.
Yeah, true, true.
And the fact that you still stayed like disciplined, that you still go. And like you've been going up and shit, bro. You've been getting like stronger and shit.
I have.
Even like today with like the T-bar row and shit like that. You've been like three plates. I was like, damn.
I figured I'd try it out, see where I could get, and I was quite surprised. But you are correct, man. I have been slowly going up.
It's a change, bro.
The thing about it is this, man. I remember not going to the gym. I remember when we went constantly.
Yeah.
And then I remember when you moved back home and shit, and like
it's changed.
I didn't get to go. And I actually felt sad. Like I was genuinely sad. Going to the gym has benefited my life to where, when I stopped going, like I got just, I don't know if I call it depression, but like, yeah, bro, like I was like, damn, like I miss doing that hard workout. Cause like waking up in the morning and doing that one hard thing before, it's like you can tackle a day.
Yeah, for real.
You know, you
get your day going in that good direction.
True, true. And I know you're proud of me, but a lot of that comes down to seeing you push. And I'm like, damn, I kind of want to keep up with this guy. Because, of course, it's friendly competition today, but it's still competition. Like, I'm trying to catch up to him, you know? So
because I see you go up, I go up.
Exactly. Like, all right,
bro, homie, get a little bit too close, bro. Throw something else on there, bro.
Of course. And we're also trying to catch your dad, too, bro, because he's not going to stop, bro. He's going to keep going.
And crazy enough, he has all the injuries he has, all the aches and pains he has. It's unfortunate he's not as consistent as he once was, just due to work and stuff like that. But yeah, he like still stronger than me, bro.
Yeah.
And it's still like, damn, bro, I'm still trying to get over that hump, bro. But like, he's still stronger than me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like, I do notice like I'm slowly getting there, but like he still has me beat. So like because of that, I'm like, bro, like, I still got to keep on.
Yeah, you can't stop.
Got to keep on going.
You can't stop, bro. Exactly. I appreciate the thanks. I also want to say this though, man. I'm very happy today. Packers won. Fuck the Cowboys.
Fuck the Cowboys though. If you're a Cowboys fan, bro. It's a rough day.
Shout out to the Packers fans out there.
Yeah.
One love. But I'm very happy. I was a little bit nervous because they were the second seed, and I was like, damn, bro, like these.
We about to get our ass clipped.
But. We won.
One-sided game.
Yeah, for real.
One-sided game, mm-hmm. bro. I remember watching it because last night we hung out with Charles. We ended up going to this like, this little like restaurant or whatever.
Yeah.
They had the game on and we were watching. And I saw they were up like 7-0. Okay, cool. 14-0.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. That shit 21-0. And I still was like, the Cowboys could still come back.
Because it was the second quarter.
Exactly.
Second quarter, first half.
Exactly. So I'm like, bro, it's still like there's still a chance.
There's still a chance.
I'm not gonna lie. I was kind of like, all right, like if the Cowboys do, like they need to start.
They need to start scoring
now. Yeah. Like things are.
Yeah, they were trying to play catch up in the fourth quarter, bro. That's not gonna work.
It's hard to play catch up, and if you are gonna play catch up, it needs to be a third quarter type thing.
Exactly.
Like you need to come third quarter, completely different team.
Yep.
Completely different game. Yep. Completely different game plan. Like we need to start scoring immediately, and I'm not even talking about field goals because they scored a touchdown to end the half, so it was like 26-7. Mm-hmm. Still
high up there.
Going into the third quarter, and then after that, I think you told me
they just got three field goals.
They were just hitting field goals.
Yeah,
I'm like, bro, we're not. These niggas
that's
are
not gonna win.
Packers scoring touchdowns.
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
scoring field goals.
Exactly.
We can't.
And not to mention the defense is also scoring too.
Oh like, my
bro,
gosh,
you can't bro. Be. You can't be doing.
Almost had a pick six.
Yes.
Remember seeing that play? Dak did not see him
at all. He came out of nowhere,
bro.
He
threw the slant to CeeDee Lamb. Savage came stupid to the crib, bro.
Just buy it.
Didn't see him at all. But I was very, I'm not surprised the Packer won. I'm more surprised by the fashion they won. I did not think this was going to be a 48-16 type of game.
Yeah.
I'm thinking if they were to win, it's a little bit closer.
Yeah.
To put up 48 points. I think you told me yesterday something along the lines of was it tied for the most points in Packers history?
Tied for the most points
like
in the Packers history in regards to the playoffs.
You know, it was crazy too. Two games so far, 40 plus points.
Yeah.
Because Houston and Cleveland, Houston put up 45. It was like 45-14, bro.
45.
Like it wasn't even a game. In the beginning, it actually was a game. In the beginning, like at the end of the half, Houston was leading, but it was like 24-14. Oh, you're only down 10 points.
Yeah, like, not bad. That's still a game.
That's still a game. Mm-hmm. Joe Flacco threw two, I think he threw like two back-to-back pick sixes. Oh, and it was a wrap. Yeah. It was a wrap after that.
Yeah,
and
then destroy any team.
Exactly. I remember I watched until halftime. I had other shit I had to do, so I didn't watch until I didn't come back to the fourth quarter. Bro, I came back in the fourth quarter to see Houston's second team offense in to have 45 points up. And I'm like, yo, what happened? What happened, bro?
They put their second team in.
They took out their starting quarterback, like, yo, we need you for next week.
Damn. Because like, they was like, yo, we know where. Yeah, we already got it.
And on top of that, he threw like 270 yards, three touchdowns.
Is that the rookie?
Yes.
Wow.
He threw like 270.
Look at him
go. He was like 16 for 21. 272 or 74 passing yards, three touchdowns. I don't think he had any interceptions. He had like 152.
He did decent.
Passer rate, bruh.
Very good.
After that, bro, they're like, yeah, we can't have you get hurt.
We need you for next week.
We know we won. We gotta get up out of here.
Okay.
But I was just surprised by put up 45 points. That's a lot of points. Put up 48. Packers put up even more.
Yeah.
48 points.
Yeah. Was it 48 or 47?
Nah, it was 48.
48?
It was 48.
Okay, yeah.
It's, oh, man, I was very surprised, but hey, man.
And then the Giants, too, beating the Rams. Very surprised.
No, Lions.
The Lions, yeah, you're right. The Lions beating the Rams.
That was a close game. Yeah. I didn't see the whole shit.
I expected the Packers game to be more along those lines where it was close.
That's what I thought so, too.
But it was very surprised.
Do you know what I've noticed? And I have a little, like, it's just, I have, like, a theory. I consider, like, the wild card weekend the kind of, be kind of just like the 19th week in terms of like it kind of weeds out the frauds a little bit because like I feel like the divisional round is kind of where all the games are like really really close.
Mm-hmm.
Like I feel like you're in the playoffs again, someone should be putting up 45
points.
And if they do put up 45 you need to be put up 40 something.
It needs to be
like a shootout type of
thing. Because you're both made it to the playoffs.
Exactly.
You're a playoff
so
team.
Like it would be so much different if like let's say the Packers still won. But it was like 48-42.
Exactly.
It'd be a completely different thing.
Exactly.
It's a shootout. Mm-hmm. Even though the Cowboys still lost, it would have been like, okay. But like, for them to put up 48, you didn't even put up 20. Yeah. In both of the games, one team put up 40-something points. Other team didn't even put up 20.
Yeah.
But I kind of view it, it kind of weeds out. Like I think today, Buffalo and Steelers, I think that's going to be another blowout.
Who do you think's going to
I think the Bills are going to win.
I could see that. I could see that.
Sorry to Jaden, but I don't know.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry to Jaden. I have no faith.
The Bills do seem like the better team in that regard.
Oh, without doubt.
Yeah, without doubt. They're more in the playoff contention. I could see where it comes from there. Okay.
So, I don't know. But, kind of what's on the docket today.
Mm-hmm.
So, I got a question for you, Brody.
Oh, okay.
And I'm curious about how you answer it. So, the question I got is, what would you do if you woke up in the morning? Found out you were 6 years old again.
Okay. Interesting. I got a couple questions before I answer that question.
Okay.
First one is, do I have the knowledge that I have now? Am I just six? Like
I'm going to say you bring the knowledge. Because if you're just six, I was assuming if you just woke up and you were just six, you would kind of forget.
Okay. All right.
So like you have the knowledge.
I have 23 years of knowledge at six.
You have 23 years of knowledge.
Okay, cool. Next question. Am I going back to 2006 or am I staying into 2023?
No, I'm saying you're going back to 2006.
Oh.
And I say that because I kind of want everything to be, because you wake up, I'm thinking like you wake up, you walk out, like you're back at your crib. Wherever you were at six, you're back there.
Uh-huh.
You walk out your room or whatever. Mom's is there.
Cooking.
Your grandmother.
Cooking breakfast.
Yeah. Like if you had a sibling, like for me, I wake up at six, I walk out my room. Let's say it's Sunday morning. Mom is cooking, dad's there, Tiana Tasia's there, at whatever age they are now.
Exactly.
So whatever age they are in 2006,
They're
also that age. Everything is just, it's kind of like you went back to 2006. You're now 6 years old.
See, I just remember something.
And we're in kindergarten too.
When I was six, I wasn't even in this country.
Yeah, you were in Jamaica, bro.
I was in Jamaica. I was thinking maybe I was going to be able to like, do some investments or something, but nah, I can't. I'm literally just six. So
homie, 6 years old in the stock market. Yeah. Hey, yo, moms, let me get the newspaper.
I don't know how much influence I truly would have being down there in Jamaica. I just know a lot of information.
Yeah,
you know.
But you got to think about it. You woke up at six. I'm also thinking you're now six.
I start planning, bro. I start planning from the minute I wake up. I'm gonna get a book, start writing things down, write everything I could possibly remember down, bro. Yeah, because I'm not. I'm clearly not gonna be able to make a difference that immediately at six.
Nah, you need some years, bro.
Yeah. So I need some time to build up. But 14, oh man, I'd be balling out.
You think at 14 you'll be balling out?
Yeah, because essentially at that point, all the money I got for birthdays and all, I'd save everything.
Oh, so you wouldn't spend a dime?
No. What am I spending money on at six?
That's fair.
Especially knowing what I know at 23.
That's fair.
I'm like, I don't need toys, bro. I'm gonna go get me a car eventually. Like,
oh, so you saving up for the future?
Yeah, I'm saving up for the future. I'd put myself in the type of position, man. At such a year, I'd be a young prodigy at that point.
Type shit.
Yeah, I'd be a young prodigy. What would you do?
I might do the same. I would definitely do what you did in terms of I would write out a whole bunch of. I would actually kind of think about my life. So think about it. I'm 6 years old, but I have 23 years of knowledge. So I would kind of evaluate what I remember going through and try to fix some of the things throughout my life. So, like, yes, financially, I would definitely save. I'm like, yo, what if I got any toys for
me? Exactly.
And then I also think, like, I would just play with the toys I already have.
Exactly.
Like, whatever. Because also, I'm assuming if I'm six, you got to also realize there's really not much you can do but play.
No, yeah. Because
no one's going to take you seriously.
Nope.
No one's going to know you have 23 years of knowledge.
Exactly. Only you.
Only you. So I would still definitely, like, play with toys. Like, I got to occupy but I wouldn't buy any toys. Mm-mm. I remember one time I got money when I was a kid. I got money for my birthday. I don't know if I had a birthday party or something. I got money for my birthday. And I went on a fucking shopping spree at Toys R Us and spent all my money.
Damn.
On just like a bunch of toys. But like thinking back on it now, bro, all those toys are in the garbage or donated. Or where. I have no idea where those toys are now, bro.
You don't have them anymore.
And I'm like, damn. Now imagine if I saved how much ever money I had.
Exactly.
It'd be a completely different story.
Exactly.
So I definitely would save. I would look throughout my schooling and throughout my life and realize, because I feel like we all have points where, not regrets, but definitely things that I wish I kind of handled differently.
I'd graduate valedictorian, like in all my schoolings.
Oh, you'd be valedictorian?
Yeah, because I'm the smart. I at 23 years of knowledge at the age of six.
Oh, yeah, you that.
Bro, I know everything. I know calculus, physics at the age of six. I'd be balling out in all my classmates.
You know what I would do is I try to graduate early. I try to find a way to, you know what I'm saying?
What?
Like, climb up the ladder, bro. Climb up the ladder.
Bro's in college. He's only 10.
Yeah, for real. Also, like, but yo, this kid's a genius, bro.
Yeah,
I'm like 12 years old, bro, sitting in a fucking, in a lecture hall, bro.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I would want to graduate early. I think I would kind of go through and change certain things in terms of my interaction with certain people.
Oh, okay.
I would try to network a little bit more.
Can you go into that for a second? What would you do?
I would carry myself how I carry myself now. In terms of...
Interesting.
Back then, okay. Everything within moderation. Because obviously, if I'm a six-year-old using, like, saying certain things.
Yeah. It's like, how do you know that word?
Yeah, like, whose man is this? Type shit, bro? So, like, everything has to be within limits.
Mm-hmm.
Because even though we have a mind of a 23-year-old, we're six.
And you also wouldn't want people to know that you have that information.
Nah.
You try to keep it under wraps.
Nah.
Just pretend to
so
be.
So I would kind of like to be like the student prodigy, but at the same time, I would have to keep the childness aspect so
yeah,
they can treat
yeah,
me
yeah,
a certain
yeah,
way.
Yeah. So you only let them know you know so much.
Oh, without you know? A doubt. Without
and
a
just
doubt.
Pretend to study like
oh, without,
you're
without,
doing something.
Without a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
But I would try to. So like now, you know how I'm much more social, much more outgoing.
Yeah, oh my God. I have so many people I talk to, bro.
It's clip. Yeah, so yeah. I would do that at that age, but I would start young. Mm-hmm. So I would just be much more, I was kind of social as a kid. As I grew up, things kind of changed, but I would just keep that, the social aspect I have now.
You keep that going.
I would keep that going for, imagine from kindergarten all the way through 12th grade.
Yeah.
Even if we graduated early, you still would have to go through.
Yeah, all those things.
Exactly. So I would be as social as I can, make as many friends as I can, make as many allies as I could, and then I also would talk a lot more to the teachers.
Yes, yes. A lot of kids made that mistake, man.
They ain't talking to the teachers. And there's
teachers.
Something that you did in high school that I would do is like, I'd be homies with the principal.
Oh my God. It was such an advantage. Everyone else didn't understand why, but bro, being being friends with the head honcho,
bruh,
you get out of so many problems that other people would have gotten into.
Bruh. And no one really realizes that, because I think everyone looks at the principal and they're like,
authority.
Authority.
I don't like authority.
I'm scared of him. Mm-hmm. Or I'm scared of her. Yeah. It's like, nah, this person can help you out.
No, he'll hook you up.
Exactly. I think also just like, you're 6. How tall are you? Like 4-something?
Yeah.
Now you see like a grown ass like adult.
Now. Yeah.
So like they're like huge or tower over you. They have that intimidation factor. Mm-hmm. But because I kind of have the 23 years, mm-hmm. I would definitely use that.
You'd have more confidence than any other 6-year-old out there.
Bruh. I'm... As much as I was trying to play off that I'm 6, they gonna be like, yo, there's something different about
this
kid.
Yeah,
there's something different about this kid.
You'd stand out a little bit.
Oh, without a doubt.
You'd stand.
Because there's no way. There's no way.
I'd also kind of be a player. I ain't go front. Knowing what I know.
Right. I'd be shut up.
You buy the women I would have around.
Here's the thing. I actually think, and I believe if you... I don't really think you could be that much of a player if you graduate early. I think you kind of got to play it out.
Mm.
Because also, imagine if you're 12 years old in college.
Ah, yeah.
What shorty's going to mess with you,
bro? It's a
little
bit different there. So then at that point, what's the point of rushing schooling? Why not just do it out regularly? Frankly, you'd be able to enjoy all those high school years knowing everything you know. You'd literally be able to do anything you wanted to do.
And I made mistakes with women that I could now...
Exactly.
We can reconcile,
fix all the problems.
All right, so maybe not graduate early. Okay, all right. Now, it's good we talked this out. You know, reevaluate. So not graduate early. I also think there are certain things about high school that I remember.
Mm.
So I would kind of just put myself in certain situations.
To try to redo those same things.
Mm-hmm. Or there are girls that I was like too scared to talk to. Now I'm like, bro,
I have no problem talking to you.
There's no problem. And on top of that, because you kind of already know, I'm 23 years old in kindergarten or in first grade or in fifth grade or in eighth grade. Oh, that shit's easy, nah. Yeah. So I'm really just coasting.
Yeah. Without a doubt.
So now school turns more into like just a social party.
Essentially. Every day, bro. Every day.
Every day.
Yeah. I'd have a lot of girlfriends. Not girls that I'm dating, but just like girls that I'm just friends with.
I'd have both, bro.
I mean, eventually. But I wouldn't be doing that at 6.
Now, 6 is, but I'm thinking now as you grow.
So by the time I'm like 14, 15 going into high school, then I might have a girl of my own. But like, I'd still have a whole bunch of girlfriends.
I think at 6, I would just at the age of 6, I would just talk to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just try to
be very social. So you'd be friends with everybody.
Yeah. Because obviously, all right, I'm 6. I don't really need to be dating.
Yeah,
like,
exactly, bro. There's no.
I'm a child.
That's unnecessary.
Yeah, that's just unnecessary.
That's unnecessary. Yeah.
So I would just be friends with everybody. I would talk to the teachers. And then once I hit a certain age, let's say middle school, high school, then I probably would start.
I'd start working out like immediately too. Like from the day I woke up at 6, I'm like, I'm do push-ups.
Push-ups?
Whatever I could do. Because like there's no gyms that I know of at the time in Jamaica.
Also, they don't, like you can't pull up to a...
No, not at 6.
Nah, you can't. They can't.
So I tried to just work out.
They even want me working out at a gym and I was 12. They're like, yo, you got me 13, bro. I'm like, yo, what you mean? I'm a year off.
Exactly. So I'd start working out. I also just like, I would cherish all the moments with my family members
that you had.
I had at that age.
I feel that.
You know, seeing my uncles when he's in his 20s, you know, my mom when she's in her early 30s, you know, my grandma when she's in her early 50s. Like, I'd just hang out with them and talk to them and just...
I think now, too, is a little different because you are more observant.
Yes.
You can really see how the family dynamic was.
Yes.
At 6 years old, you're kind of
you're oblivious.
Age. Exactly.
You're doing your own thing.
But now you're going to be so much more observant. You're going to see how things are run. You're going to see how the household is run. You're going to see how things are taken care of. You're going to see what the male figure does, what the mother figure does. You're going to see what your cousins do. You're going to see what your siblings do.
True.
I would actually not argue with my siblings as much.
Ah, okay. So you just get along with them.
Yeah.
Which makes sense though, because you have the mind of an adult, so you just wouldn't really argue. You would see the little things as irrelevant.
Yeah.
So the things that you would have argued with your sisters
before,
with at 6,
I wouldn't.
You're not going to argue with. And frankly, at that age, because they wouldn't have the same knowledge you would, if they started an argument with you, you might not even bother with it.
Facts.
You're just like,
leave me alone.
I don't even care.
Leave me alone.
Which actually might be a little bit surprising because they're just like, well, why aren't you feeding into it because you're 6?
I think people would just notice we're different. That's the only thing.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be careful what we say.
True, yeah.
You got to be careful how you talk, I can't curse no more.
You can't be speaking too far into the future and saying something that's actually going to happen. Yeah, because people are like, yeah, how do you know the stock market's going to crash? Exactly. What are you talking about?
What's going on?
Exactly.
I'd have to eliminate cursing completely.
Yeah, yeah, no, you can't do that.
Yeah, yeah, I actually get in trouble. I get my ass beat. Yeah, crazy enough. would it be cursing at all? And, shit, what the fuck I was going to say? I kind of lost my train of thought. But we definitely would be looked at differently. Because there's just going to be certain things we do, even little things that we say and mannerisms that they're going to be like. Something's. Obviously, they probably would never know the whole 23 thing, but they would be like.
Yeah, this kid's different.
Something's off.
Yeah, this kid is.
Something's a little.
This kid is different. Do you think you would do some of the vices that you have now?
I think I'd do some of the vices.
Of course, not as a kid, but as you're kind of growing up into adulthood.
Damn. That's a great damn. I mean, not necessarily. I actually think yes and no. Maybe not the same vices, but I think I might do new vices. Like, for instance, I'll say this. I ain't really start getting with women kind of until like college.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of when like I grew into myself more. I got more confident. I started talking to more females more, and I started giving myself more opportunities. So I think that's a vice that I would have indulged in much later because I have that.
You mean earlier?
Earlier, that's what
I mean. So you'd probably start that around high school.
Exactly. Bro, I'd probably start around middle school.
Yeah.
What? So yeah. I would start at least that specific vice
so much
younger.
Mm. Okay.
So I think there are certain vices I probably wouldn't. I'm not sure what I would do in terms of the pretzels.
Yeah, do you think you wouldn't even bother?
I might hold out for it.
Hold off on it for a longer period of time than what you originally had? Or?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I also think I might take... I took football very seriously. I think I would still take football seriously. I think I would try to, like... I would try to create a plan to where I could play football in college and even make it to the pros.
Oh, interesting. So you're essentially changing future at that point. So we wouldn't even meet.
Yeah, this.
We.
You my nigga, bro. You know what I'm saying? I got you a memory though.
Facts.
I know. Think about it like this: we still have the memories. So okay, we may or may not.
No, because in this analogy, it's just you. It's not. I ain't coming with you. Only you have that. So you would know who I am. I would have no knowledge of you. Like I'd be 23. You'd be 23. I'd be literally an architect, and you just.
So you'd be 23. Yeah. I'll be 6. So at that point, regardless, this wouldn't be a thing anyway.
Well, no, because you're going back to 2006. So everyone else also reverts back to that age. So we'd still be 6.
Yeah, so we would still have the knowledge of each other.
But when we're... Nah, because it's just one of us who's going through this analogy.
Oh, so it's not like we both have the knowledge?
Exactly.
Oh, so are they regardless then? Oh. Yeah, bro, we might not meet Playboy.
Nah. Frankly, a lot of people we wouldn't meet.
Well, I would say this. I will have this in mind. I will have... Because I know if I stayed on the same exact... Actually, I think regardless, things will change. Because you got to think, too. Regardless, forget the whole football thing. But if we start doing things at 6 that we didn't do the first time, I think the whole timeline is going to change.
The timeline is going to switch up, yeah.
So, like...
Yeah. The only way is to keep stuff the same.
Exactly. Yeah. So, like, Isis said, I'm going to be more social. I'm going to start talking to a lot more people. I'm going to talk to everybody. I'm going to talk to principals. I'm going to talk to teachers. I'm going to talk to teachers who are not even my teachers.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to just talk to everybody.
Yeah, yeah, just that.
And because of that, that might put me in different situations.
True.
They might open up other doors for me, and I might take those doors.
Yeah.
So I think regardless, if we alter it, as soon as we start changing things.
Yeah, you end up somewhere else.
It's over. It's over.
So
now we still might meet. It just might not be.
It wouldn't be the same, of course.
It might not be
like
here.
I'd be... absolutely oblivious to who you are. I'm like, well, you're just Tyler. Yeah, like you're just a regular human being. You would just have all the memories and stuff of.
Yeah, like I'd remember you.
Yeah,
I think it'd also be weird because I feel like I'd be hella excited to see you. And you'd be like, yo, who is this? Like, yo, bro, calm down, bro. Calm down, bro. Who are you? I'm like, yo, what's good, Brody? You're like, whoa, like calm down.
I mean, you can still make friends with the person. Like, yeah. Like if this were to be me, I'd still make friends with you. I'd try to make friends with you. I know I probably wouldn't get close to the team and all that stuff. But I still try to at least be an acquaintance of some sort.
But I think it'd be like how we would meet. Because like, what if?
Well, if you're a football player, you could show up to one of the games.
Yeah, true. But I think now. Let's say if I go to Alabama. Let's say if I go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Who's to say you're going to be at one of the games? I don't know each other.
Oh yeah. Well, if in my also, situation, I would still know you if I were doing it. I would still know you and your name.
So, exactly.
So you go to Alabama or any other football school, I just search up Tyler Waller, what school you're going to, because I'm assuming the football teams have the players' names.
Oh, no, yeah, on the website.
Exactly.
But would you still be into football as much as you are now?
Probably, actually. Maybe not, because you're the person
who kind of interested like, yeah, that exactly. off of me.
Yeah, maybe not. I don't know. I think I'd still find the sport interesting. No, I would. And here's why. Because I have the knowledge that you gave to me of all that stuff.
Nah, but we're both in... We're fucking up this scenario.
Yeah. We are.
I heard confusing myself. But in this case, if we... That would only work if we both go back to 2006 and we both have 23-year-old knowledge. Compared to we both go back to 2006, but only one of us has the knowledge. Mm-hmm. So, like, I will have the knowledge, but you wouldn't. You would just be regular 6-year-old Trey mm-hmm. doing your shit. Mm-hmm. I will be 6-year-old Tyler with a 23-year-old mind.
That is if it's your...
Exactly, and vice versa. If you were to go... If we both went back, but there will be a scenario where you're 6-year-old Trey, but you have 23-year-old Trey's
yeah,
mind.
Yeah,
and I'm just 6-year-old Tyler. So I wouldn't know any of this.
So essentially, your life probably would play out the same.
My life would play out the same. Your life would be different.
A little bit different.
Yeah. And vice versa. So like, even if...
So then what I would do is just still go to University of Harvard.
Yeah, exactly. But I might not go to University of Harvard. You might have a different...
But why wouldn't you go to University of Harvard?
Because I didn't change my whole life.
But if it's my situation, then you would still carry your life the same way you did before because you're still...
But what I'm saying is...
You're the 6-year-old Tyler that doesn't know anything. So your life is really just going to play out how it played out before.
But what I'm saying is, who's to say that you're going to keep your same life now?
Nah, I'd try to go back to that school specifically. Oh, so because I want to do architecture, bro. Like that's what I'm going to do regardless.
But what if your actions changed kind of the outcome of, yeah, you want to do architecture. But what if you became more social, started talking to more people, opened up a different door to go to a different university that could possibly be even more prestigious than the University of Harvard? Or it could open up something else.
I guess so, but I really don't care to go to prestigious school. It was more, even with that, it was more just to...
So no matter what, in your scenario, you would go to University of Harvard?
Yeah, because I'd meet all the same people. Yeah, really sleeping on how much I cared about freshman year, meeting all the heads that I met, bro. Like, I would do everything in my power to at least try to get back to that, you know? Of course, things would be a little bit different. I probably wouldn't date the same girl that I dated.
Yeah,
But, like, I'd still try to, I try to see Yams, I try to see Chris, I try
to see...
You try to see
everybody.
Yeah, yeah, and try to, like, make friends with those same kids again.
Ah, okay.
That's at least what I would do.
I ain't gonna lie, buddy. I might not.
You love football, bro.
I love you, nigga. You my boy. But things might be different. Mm-hmm. Cause I actually might fuck around just train to be a kicker. Cause I know I'm not big enough. I just know what it is, bro. I know I ain't gonna grow more.
Yeah.
So I just like at 6, bro. I'd train to be a kicker. Mm. Like, yo, how do I? But I'm not fully sure if I would go back to University of Hartford.
Mm.
I would still want to meet you, but I still think things might be different. Now, if the whole football thing ain't work out, then fuck it, I go back to UHeart. But now if I'm going back to UHeart, it's like, for instance, remember that first day we met when you and Quinn left? I'm coming with y'all. I'm with y'all. Yeah. I'm like, yo, y'all going to take that picture
yeah,
of the
picture,
H?
Yeah,
Taylor,
yeah.
Taylor, come on, we out. I'm coming with y'all. It's different, bro. It's different.
Yeah, you'd be outside, boy.
Oh, my gosh, bro. Yeah, you'd be outside, boy. People. So I know you went to, what, Summerbird?
Yeah.
So you already had your friend group.
Yeah, exactly.
I ain't really have no friend group because I ain't have that. Mm-hmm. So I would have went out with you that day, met all your friends, but I also would have met the other people. I would have met the other people.
Yeah.
I also would have, man, I can't say everything on the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
But I would have met certain people earlier.
True. I would have met certain people earlier as well.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
I would have literally, like, been on the lookout for certain
exactly.
people.
Exactly.
Saw them.
Specific so and so. Yep.
I'm like, all right,
I gotta go talk to you.
I gotta.
You're a special character.
Real,
yeah, yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
Like, if I met you earlier, my life would be different type
Yeah, for real.
So I'm like, all right. I would definitely go meet certain people earlier. Mm. I might actually, because I changed my major. I might start off in my nah. I would still start off with a personal, with a physical therapy, and then switch it to my other major.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Why not just start off with the other major?
I think it helped me in the long. I kind of liked it. Added this, like, for a man, being mysterious is a huge thing. And I think that me coming into a new program and no one knowing, I have been told that a lot of people were kind of like, yo, like, who is this? And I think it added a kind of like a mysterious factor. Oh,
because
to
they
me.
Didn't see you the first year.
Exactly. So they didn't really know who I was. And I think because of that, it made people a little bit more interested in me because they were like, yo, who is this?
But don't you think you can still keep that mysterious factor knowing what you know now and still get into the program on time?
Without a doubt. But it wasn't that big of a hurdle to jump into. And what I would also do is I didn't really network with a lot of people in the personal physical therapy
program.
Exactly. So what I would do is I would now make more friends in the personal physical therapy program. So I make more friends in this program and be so much more social. Then I would switch out of programs. But I still have these group of people that I now have made the connections with.
Exactly. So you'd still be friends with them on campus.
Exactly. And who's to say if I made really good? I have a year to make friends with these people.
Yeah, for real. Yeah.
So it's like within this year, bro, I'm going in.
Yeah, you can learn
I'm
a lot
going
about
in.
Them.
So now they fuck with me. Even though I left programs, it's like, yo, we were chilling with Tyler for a whole year. And that way I kind of keep that. I go into a new program. I kind of keep the whole mysterious aspect. I actually really enjoyed coming into a program and knowing who I was.
Yeah.
I really did enjoy it. I actually think it helped me.
It did. I think it probably did.
I think it helped me tremendously.
Yeah.
So the mysterious aspect
definitely played a part.
Exactly. So I want to keep that. And then now I also have another program that I was a part of that I'm cool with. And then I already know I'm cool with this program. Mm. So now I'm like, it's lit. Mm-hmm. So now I got almost two sets of people, not counting our own friend group.
True.
And then not counting, bro, I would have told you everybody.
I would have gone to the library much more.
Yeah. I was in the library all the time.
I would have gone to the library. So, and the studio. But both those.
Oh, places. I would have utilized the studio so much. Man. The grocery store?
We didn't realize the potential until too late, but I'm happy we still got to use it.
I want
to
say too late. I want to say too late because we still got to use it for a decent amount.
Like 2 years.
Exactly.
I want to use it for all four, though. I'm a little bit selfish in that regard. Like, I wish I knew sooner.
Like you wish you had the opportunity.
Yeah.
So you would stay there much more?
Without a doubt, bro. Like, you could sleep there if you wanted to.
Yeah, I know, which is brazy to think of.
Yeah, I would have done that a couple times.
Just slept there?
Yeah. Brought a couple girlfriends there. There's just things you could have done, man. That you just like, no one would have known. I'm just saying, man.
You could be creative.
You could be creative.
It would have been different.
Not to mention, 2018 was when they were slacking the most.
Bro, no security.
The things you could have done.
No security.
Bro,
what? I pulled a sign out of a ground. Nothing wrong, bro. I remember I pushed the
little stop button,
the alarm button.
Yeah. Ain't nobody pull up.
No one came. I was low key. I was like happy, but at the same time, I was pissed. I was like, what if
niggas were hurt?
Bro, if I was being attacked and I hit this button
and it'd be done up
and no one pulled up,
you go to blood on the side of the street.
Facts, bro.
No one cares.
They would have found me in the morning.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh my gosh, University of Hartford student.
Yep.
And I'd be like, yo, I pushed the button. No one came to my safety. But I do think overall things would change. I'm not sure. I'm not fully sure if I'd go back to UHeart. I would only go to UHeart if, like, the football shit ain't really work out.
Okay. What do you think some of the downsides of this would be, though?
I think the downsides?
Yeah. Of course, we're talking about all the pros. Everything we're saying is just good. Okay, all these good things will happen, but there has to be some semblance of bad, too, right?
I mean, everything come with consequences.
Exactly.
You know, I ain't never really thought of the downside. I think what would be difficult is we would have to change how we speak. So I think, I'm not sure if that's a downside, but I think that would be a difficulty. How I speak to you and kind of how I speak to others, I'd have to change my whole dialect because now at the time, if it starts, I'm 6. You can't have the same dialect. I think there's also, bro, we got our own crib, got our apartment.
Yeah, you do.
We could do what we want.
Miss those things.
You come in. We come and go as we leave.
You miss those things.
We can eat pretzels if we want.
Yeah.
Honestly, we don't drink.
Yeah.
But like, we could get shit faced every day if we wanted to.
If we really wanted to.
If we really wanted to.
Throwing back shots, you could.
every day.
Yeah, yeah.
We have people over.
True. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We could kick people out if we wanted to. Someone came over, we ain't want them here. Like, yo, get the fuck out, bro. Like, get out.
Shoo, shoo.
We would now, we are now under the mercy of our parents until we're 18.
Until we're 18, yeah.
So we are going to have to get used to basically taking orders once again.
I'd also invest in Bitcoin.
Yeah, I would do
way
that.
Way before that shit popped off.
I'm also investing in Amazon.
And Amazon.
What?
Yeah.
I remember I had a teacher.
By the time I'm 18, I expect to be like at least a millionaire.
I remember I had a teacher. I think his name was Mr. Powell. He was a history teacher.
Mm.
And he told us a story about how he invested in this company. I forgot the name of the company, but it was something else. It was like just this random no-name company. He invested in it, and it was doing poorly. So he ended up like...
Pulling out.
Oh, man. Come to find out, that company changed its name. It ended up being like Adidas or Under Arm. And of course, that shit took off.
Oh, and
his whole life would have been different, bro. That's a huge brand right
man.
Now. But he invested in it when it wasn't called that. It was something else. But they weren't really doing that great. Oh. Come to find out, bro.
I can only imagine how you felt.
Bruh.
Damn.
I mean, no offense to him. Now, no shots at teachers. But he was a middle school teacher.
Yeah, bro. You're not making that much money.
Now, imagine if that stock hit. If he just...
He wouldn't be a teacher no more.
He
would not be teaching.
He was a real cool dude. He was actually a really good teacher. He was a real cool guy. But I just have a sneaky suspicion, bro.
Yeah.
That shit would have hit. He would be like, yo, fuck these kids.
Yeah, for real.
I'm getting out of here.
If anything, if he really loved teaching that much, he might just do it more as a hobby. Like, I'll be per diem. I'll come in every now and then just because I want to help out.
Some substitute teacher
exactly,
type shit, bro.
Exactly, exactly.
Like, I ain't really teaching no more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm just a
I'm retired.
Yeah, for real, bro. I'm 40-something, bro. Like, yo, I'm done. I'm retired.
Oh, man. That happens to a decent amount of people out there.
Because the thing is, you never know. Nah. You don't know what hits. You never know what is going to hit. You never know what is going to blow up.
Nah.
So you kind of put your money in something. Now you just wait.
And you just hoping for the best. You're hoping that when you put the money in, it takes off, at least during that time. It's kind of like, it reminds me a little bit of in high school when you used to do multiple choice questions. They always say, if you circle like a multiple choice question, like just stick with it because it'd be the worst thing if you change that answer
and then
it turns out to be wrong. And it's like, bro, I should have just kept my shit the way it was.
All it takes is one question for you to fail.
Yeah.
All it takes is one thing. And next thing you know, you failed the test.
Yeah, man.
Damn.
Yeah, bro.
What do you think some of the consequences are in terms of going back to the age of 6?
I lose a lot of people who I deem important.
What do you mean by lose?
As in I wouldn't be friends with them anymore.
But don't you think eventually you kind of get back to being friends with them or no?
Nah, because I have a dream. I would have a dream that I want to achieve, i.e. living in Germany. So if I were to go do that, then I'm not going. There's a lot of people I'm not going to meet. You know, there's a lot of experiences that I'm going to miss out on. So I guess I'd have those memories of those experiences and those people. But I just wouldn't know them. I wouldn't know them during that time.
And it's kind of sad, too, because they don't have those memories.
Nah. So it's like only I have those memories, not them.
Like if you told them the story, they'd be like, yo, what are you
talking about?
What you
know? I don't even know who you are.
Facts.
And that kind of...
All right, well, you said you have a dream of living in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
So if you had a dream of living in Germany, wouldn't you think we wouldn't meet at University of Hartford?
No, because I could still go to University of Hartford and then go to Germany after.
So when would you live in Germany?
As in more, maybe in my 30s or so.
Nigga, you make that dream still happen now.
Yeah, it's not going to change, but that would be something I'd still do.
Fair enough. So you wouldn't have CERN.
Yeah, because think about it this way, man. There's going to be people who I meet in my 30s, 40s, 50s, and all this stuff. If I don't... do certain things and I wouldn't meet those people.
But think about it like this. You said you have people that you meet in your 30s, 40s, 50s. You don't have memories of those people now, so how much would it really hurt? You don't know those people that you currently right now, you're 23. You don't know the people you're going to meet when you're 30. So even if you were to go to Germany now and live there, it wouldn't hurt because you don't have those memories of those people.
That is true. And I see that perspective. Yeah.
That's why I thought you might have been like moving to Germany like damn near like 20. Or like at 18 or like at 16 or something like
that. Well, I guess I probably wouldn't, thinking about it, I might push up the timetable depending on how certain things worked out for me.
I'm going to let you know. If I invest in Bitcoin and Amazon.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm not here.
Yeah.
I'm gone.
Are you the type of person where you want to live in America forever or do you want to live in another country forever?
Nah. I'm getting out of here.
Is that so?
All right, let me rephrase that. I think that was harsh.
Yeah. I'm getting out of here, bro. Like,
I think that was a little harsh. I would like to live in another country. Mm-hmm. At least to experience it.
Would you give up your citizenship?
What?
You're American. Nah. Citizen. No. So you still have your American passport.
Yeah.
Okay.
My people's here, bro.
Do you have a country that you would want to live at permanently, though?
As of right now, it's Italy, and a lot of it is just like, I ain't gonna lie, Brody.
It's just because of the experiences.
I know I ain't never been over there, but some of the stories you told me.
Oh, man, bro.
Nigga, I'm ready to go. Like, now, bro. I'm ready to get out.
You know what's funny? Charles sent me a video. I think it was yesterday. And it was like the person who said to you, this video wants to go to Italy with you. And it was like a whole bunch of videos. I was like, this is funny, bro. We're definitely going to go.
Bro, I ain't going to lie. Just some of the stories you've told. And I know, obviously, you've had hard times. And it was up and down. And obviously, I know it wasn't just wins over there.
Of course.
But, bro, just some of the I just hope you know. Some of the stories you told are just like.
I'm sure they were quite influential.
I got to see it, bro. I got to. Like, it's a must. I got to see what my own. I got to experience it. Mm-hmm. So that's why I want to go to Italy so bad, is because what you've told me. Now, I do also know this. Everything is off of what you said.
True.
Yeah, we are different people.
Exactly.
So you might have had a great time over there. I go over there and I hate it.
True. Yeah.
So that's one reason why I would never want to give up the citizenship. Mm. And even if I was to move over there and live in Italy, I would still like the opportunity to live in the United States. I would also like, regardless, to own property here.
Where would you raise the family?
Depends where I find my wife.
So if you find wife in Italy, it's going to be there.
Yeah, I'm chilling over there probably.
So wait, if you find your wife here, you go raise them here. You wouldn't bring her to Italy, would you?
I would, but I'm not sure. It would depend when we start having kids type shit. So, like,
if you had your kids here, you're going to keep them here.
Yeah.
You're not going to bring them to Italy to then raise
depending
them.
Depending on how old they are. If they started school here already, 9 out of 10, I kind of. So it'd have to probably be between the ages of 0 when they're just born.
Yeah, of course.
To about 6 or before they kind of start like kindergarten. Mm-hmm. Pre-K I could finesse. Mm-hmm. Like, pre-K is not real. Yeah. Maybe I shouldn't say that, but like, it's not.
It doesn't really count in regards to schooling. It's like daycare in a way.
Facts. Like, I feel like I really started learning kindergarten.
Yeah.
So it would kind of be like around there. Mm. But I also, before I like raise a family, I would like to see how Italy is for real.
Yeah, and just explore yourself.
I'm going a lot off what you said, off of a lot of stories you've told me, and off of kind of just a little bit I do know. Mm-hmm. I would like to think, though, if I kind of was to find my wife over there, depending on where I'm at financially and depending on how much I really like it over there, I wouldn't mind kind of just be like, fuck it.
Just stay
over there and start the family there.
Yeah, I would. And if you were to find a wife abroad, don't bring her back here. And that goes for anybody who finds a wife abroad.
Explain that.
And I don't mean to shit on America, but we have certain values here that tend to change women. Mm. And those values would seep into your wife. I've heard stories of guys telling me this, where they brought their traditional wife from wherever country they've gotten them from, brought them back here, and then shorty changed up because she saw how American women were living. And she's like, well, I want that too. And nah, like, I'm gonna need you to keep the ways that you already had.
So if you met your shorty over
wherever I meet my wife, which chances are won't be here, I'm gonna keep her there.
Question: why do you think you won't meet your wife here?
I don't really want to marry an American woman anymore.
Really?
Nah, I'm not really. They're just not as attractive as the Italian and the Spanish women that I met. Like, you know, in regards to like. America's very hypersexual, and I like women that respect themselves, and in my personal opinion, I feel as though the women over there respect themselves more.
Really?
They don't post their ass and tits online. They're not showing. They leave a lot up for imagination, which is attractive, instead of wearing these really tight outfits where I'm seeing damn near everything.
That is true.
You know? So that's my thought process. I just found them also to be a little bit more feminine. You know, I know there's feminine women in America, but I found them to just be a little bit more feminine, frankly, more motherly. And that's what I'm looking for in a woman that wants to raise my kids.
Yeah.
I'm not looking for a woman to baby me, of course, because I'm the father, but like.
Yeah, you got to be a man.
Exactly. But men still look for women who are motherly because that shows you have the characteristics to like raise kids.
Without a doubt.
You know, and you're going to be motherly to my children. And I just found that I'll say this. I have come across a lot of women in America, mm-hmm. and the only one that ever made me feel like a husband of any kind.
Yeah.
Was when I was in Italy.
Really?
That's the first time I ever felt like, whoa, like this is what a wife feels like. And you not even my wife type shit.
But just the way she was treating
you. But the way you're treating me as a wife would.
Okay.
And I ain't do nothing to you're just being kind, you know? And that was attractive to me. And I want to replicate that, so I'd prefer to go abroad and
replicate it over there.
And just stay there, you know? Of course, still have my citizenship, have properties over here and all that stuff. So have my businesses be in America, because that's where all the money's being made.
Yeah.
But my family be raised elsewhere.
Let's say if you were to, I understand what you just said, but let's say if you were to meet an American woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
Find out she's wifey.
Okay.
Would you take her over there to raise her family, or would you raise them here?
I'd take them over there.
Regardless, you leaving.
I love America, but yeah. Until they change, I ain't.
Is it mainly just due to the cultures and the values that we have here in America?
Yeah, man. I don't want my kids being raised in certain cultures. Mm. I don't want my kids being influenced, because societal pressures is a thing. We've talked about this before.
Yeah, it really is.
And I feel it's very difficult to raise young women in America these days, just because there's this hive mind of...
Honestly, I don't even think it's just young women. I think it's men and women.
Yeah, I know, but like I'd be worried for my fucking daughter, bro. Like I know as a man, I can handle my son. I can put you in your place, you know? But when you send your daughter out there in the world, it's like you don't know what she's getting into.
True.
You know, all you can hope is that you're instilling into her the
good values
and such. But the thing with women, and that's just the main difference between us and them, guys who are taught correctly, you're very strong-minded, you know? And there are women out there that, what's the word I'm looking for? They tend to be followers. They're easily, not manipulated, but easily...
persuaded, maybe?
Yeah, yeah. Easily persuaded into following the footsteps of their friends. So I would try to at least put my daughter around the people who respect themselves.
So kind of similar to how it might have been like on the last podcast.
We were talking about the community?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So similar in terms of that.
Setting them... I would try to set my kids up for success, and I... until certain things in this country change, I feel like it's probably better to try to raise them abroad. Now, I'd have to consult my wife with this, and of course, she'd have to be on board and all that stuff, but I'd try to work it out with her.
So you would try to kind of figure it out?
Yeah, yeah, of course. And maybe I shouldn't say this, because I'm sure there are some good American women out there.
I think they are.
So if I were to find an American girl that was genuinely worth it, had all those values that I was looking for,
yeah,
then yeah, sure, I guess I would take her up on. You know, but there's just so few and far between, and I've come across so few. It's kind of hard for me to see that sometimes.
And it kind of reminds me to kind of go back to the gym, and like you said this, but kind of like just not there's just like a lot of hoes, I would say, but just like
hoflation, man, it's a thing.
Like to see, I saw this video. So like we go to the gym, you see how everyone dress,
yeah.
See how everyone carries himself.
Yeah,
cool. And I saw this video of this girl. She was an American girl, American white girl. She went to Japan.
Ah, I know the video you're talking about, bro.
And she wore like the whole like
shit that they would be wearing over here.
And they were, bro, mocking her.
Yep, yep.
They were making fun of Shawty.
Yeah, yeah.
And they basically wore, the women wore basketball shorts.
Yep.
Oversized tee.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah.
So they were mocking her, bro. And then basically she ended up changing how she was dressing because she was getting like, yeah. People were like, yo, who the fuck is this?
Exactly, exactly.
So she had to like change up. So that kind of shows like it really is a culture.
Yeah.
Because over here.
It's perfectly fine to do that.
Bruh.
Perfectly fine to do
the
that.
The amount of ass I've seen today, which I'm not complaining about.
You're a guy. You exactly. Like that. You like it.
Exactly. So I'm not complaining about it. But at the same time, it's like, I think if you ask any man, they wouldn't necessarily want the mother of their kid.
Nah, man.
To like.
If my wife is in the gym looking like that, like, I'd be upset.
Yeah.
You can't be wearing that in the gym if you're my wife.
I remember I was talking to this dude at the gym back in New York.
Mm.
He's early 30s.
Okay.
Between like 30, 33. I'm pretty cool with him.
Yeah.
Like every time I see him in the gym, we have a conversation. I talk to him.
Okay.
Friendly. I've known him for a while because he's seen me come in the gym when I was like
16.
Yeah. So we kind of build a rapport. Now that we're older, like, you know, we talk more. We kind of talk about what's going on. We talk about females, stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was explaining to me, it's funny because like he's kind of like upset by like the females and like the kind of like.
Oh, yeah, man.
But he was like, bro, He's like, I've come to the gym and talked to like some of these younger girls. Cause like, he talks to everyone. So he's like, yo, I've talked to like females 21, 22, 23, whatever. And he's like, you know what I had a guy tell me, like one of the people I knew at the gym tell me? He's like, I walked into the gym, I went and did my thing. He was like, this girl that I talked to there, not dating, just like.
Yeah, just talking to, just conversation.
He said that when she saw him, now she had like leggings, long pants. As soon as she saw him, bro, she like rolled her shit all the way up. Just her ass and shit like man, that. Yeah. And he was like, bro, that's just not how you need to be carrying yourself. He was actually upset. Yeah. He was upset, but he was like, bro, like that's not, like that's just not appropriate. Like you shouldn't be doing that.
No, and I'm not sure why they think it's appropriate.
Well, I think that just comes to what's pushed.
But who pushes that though? The gyms ain't saying roll your shit up.
I think it's like you said, I think it's society norms.
Who's in society pushing up? Men ain't saying that we want to see that shit.
I think some men are. Not a whole bunch of men. But I think you got to go front. But, here's what I mean.
Okay.
I understand where you're coming from, and I know how we look at the world, but you got to think, why do you think OnlyFans models are so successful?
That's sex work though, bro.
But it's like the same thing in terms of men are buying that type of stuff, in terms of men kind of want to see that type of stuff.
So they're just doing and it for attention.
And when you kind of, and then think about it as a woman, I feel like men are funding this. So that kind of means to a certain extent, men kind of want to see it.
Okay.
So now they're kind of like, well, if she's doing that, she's getting a whole bunch of attention and she's getting a whole bunch of men looking at her and all this other stuff. Well, then now they're kind of like, I'll do the same thing to get attention from men. I'll do the same thing. It's kind of like, I think I've said this, not on the podcast, but just to you. Back in the day, they used to drop their handkerchief to,
That's what they do.
Now they show their ass. It's completely different. And I know we're trying to build ourselves to be strong men. But you got to think how much strong, you know how many fucking weak men they are out there? You know how much men are actually funding this? Frankly.
So then why do they complain when we look if... Well, why complain about it if you... Yeah,
you know what I heard too? This is what the older man told me. It's kind of funny. I do agree with this. He said, how do I say this? He said, it's okay if the right man looks.
That's stupid.
It is.
That's fucking stupid, bro. That's dumb.
It is dumb, but think about it. You're only a creep if they don't want you to look.
You know what I'm saying? You're only a creep if
you're they don't want you to look. So if you the look of this.
Because it's ridiculous it's frustrating as a young man who likes women. I like beautiful women. I like ass. Okay, I'm gonna be the first to admit it. And when I see a girl who has a fatty in the gym, I want to look.
Facts.
But then all of a sudden now I'm a bad guy for looking when you're dressing the way you're dressing.
I understand.
Dress appropriately then.
I understand that.
But you're empowered, strong female. Oh, man, I just don't want to even bother. It is what it is. And that's why I'm leaving, nigga. Fuck this. I love America. And at one point, I would have fought for this country. But I ain't doing that shit anymore.
I got to get up out of here.
Nah, man.
I
got to
get up out of here.
I've experienced what it was like. And I thank the Lord for this because I didn't want to go.
Yeah.
But God blessed me with the opportunity to go to another country and see what the women were like.
It's just night and day.
And it's night and day, bro.
Night and day.
They respect themselves. I like women that respect themselves. And in my personal opinion, if you're dressing like that, you don't respect yourself.
Nah.
Does it?
Nah. But that's what's cool.
Yeah, man.
That's what's in.
That's what's popular.
That's what's in, bro.
I think it's funny what you just said, though. Like, back in the day, they used to drop their handkerchief,
bro.
Now they show their ass.
Exactly. Back in the day, you walk by a pretty woman. If she like you, she dropped her handkerchief. As a man, you'll pick it up. You'll go hand it to her. And you'll basically now kind of just start a conversation. And that's her way of saying... Oh, I think you're cute.
You're attractive.
Yeah. Now, similar to what the guy told me, he walks into the gym and she rolls up her shirt to show her ass.
So you could come over and
just think about. Listen, bro, I'll say today in particular because there's some beautiful women, but at the same time, majority of them had their shit rolled up.
Yes.
So like, don't get me wrong, it's very attractive, of course. As a man, I'm like, God,
yeah.
But at the same time, it's like. I understand why you're doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
I understand. Like,
it's hard to take you seriously.
It's on purpose. Like, you walk into the gym and purposely roll your shit up.
Mm-hmm.
Or you walk into the gym and just have your shit just like...
Just out there, bro.
Showing. I remember one time I was at the gym. This was in New York.
Mm.
like, bruh, Shorty had the thinnest leggings on. And like, bruh, she had no panties or nothing.
Yeah, man.
And she's doing like
squats or something. Oh my God. Ah. Jesus.
Bruh. And like, it's fantastic to look at, but at the same time, I'm like, I can't have the mother of my kids doing something.
No.
Like,
no.
You can't. As much as it's visually appealing, I'd be devastated if she had my kid.
Be sad.
Because I'm like, bro, this is how you're. And if we have a daughter, how is she going?
Is she going to follow in footsteps?
Exactly.
Is she going to do the same thing mom's doing?
Because I do think, and you kind of talked a little bit about this in the gym, it's very important for a female or for like a daughter or a kid, any kid, to have a positive male role model.
Yeah.
But I also think it's very important for especially a daughter to have a positive
mother. Female role model. Exactly, oh my bro. God,
because
bro.
At the end of the day, yes, it's good to have a positive role model, but there's just certain things as a man
that you can't
teach your daughter,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, bro.
And vice versa. There's certain things as a woman that you can't teach your son.
Can't teach your son.
So you need that.
You need both.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So like, imagine having a kid with her. Obviously, as the father, I'm going to play my role.
Yeah.
But if the mother is dressing this way,
she
if
don't
the
have
mother's carrying herself
she
this way.
Don't have those morals.
How do I expect my daughter? She's gonna kind of be like
following foot.
Exactly.
She says, "Mom's doing it. Why can't I do it too?"
Exactly.
And what you gonna say? As a father, what you gonna say? Because you getting with that kind of woman, you condone the behavior.
Exactly. It's like, yo, dad. Well, you.
Yeah. Well, you. This your wife. Yeah. This is when we married. And exactly. You said, I do too. So
exactly. And there's just certain things that the mother's just going to teach a daughter that as a man, you just can't teach. As a man, you kind of just don't know. It's just like a female thing,
bro.
And vice versa. That's why even when bringing up men, you kind of need a strong male role model as well.
And that's where, as much as you kind of want to blame the ladies for how they're dressing, I do feel like at the end of the day, it's still our fault.
That's why.
It's still our fault as men.
And that's kind of what I was getting at
where to blame?
Earlier when I was kind of saying like, it's also our fault in terms of how they're dressing because to a certain extent
we condone it.
We're fund like OnlyFans.
Yeah.
We fund it. It's not females.
It's not the women who are purchasing
it.
That
it's
shit, bro.
Us.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
are funding
men
it.
Men are purchasing we the are OnlyFans. Fund- men are making those exactly. women rich. And other women are seeing this and they're like, damn, well, I want to be them too.
Exactly.
So I'm gonna join in for it.
And how do you beat them?
Join them.
Exactly.
You join them.
So that's why obviously I think it's society as a whole. I think you could blame women. I think you also have to blame men.
Yeah, you got
to
blame both.
Because we are the one who buying it.
Yeah.
We're also the one who...
We're mostly responsible at the end of the day.
And
we're mostly
too,
responsible.
I just think, too, if there wasn't... I think if there was less bitch-made men...
Oh, my God. Society would... America would be saved.
We wouldn't have...
If there wasn't so many pussy... If there wasn't so many ass... Oh, my God. It's just... It's because... All right. Here's why I'm a little bit frustrated with that.
I can tell you're a little heated right now,
yeah,
buddy.
A little bit. Because I, myself, am a young man. I'm coming up in a society where other young men I'm seeing, my peers, in a way, they're not holding up to a standard where they respect themselves either.
Nah, bro.
You know?
There's a lot of niggas who be hurt. A lot of niggas who be down fucking bad.
And they think that they believe the right decision is to pay for the OnlyFans, to do all that extra bullshit where you don't need to. Bro, I understand we have a lack of male role models out there. I do. But there are certain male role models that you can go to.
Fact.
Okay? There are a lot of guys who aren't raised by fathers. There's a lot of single moms. So there's a lot of young men out there who aren't raised by their dads. But you can find a way as a young man, and I encourage all y'all out there to do this. You can find a way as a young man to be the man that you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
You know, because there's so many, best word I can say, simps. There's so many guys out there that are willing to throw away hard-earned cash just to look at a girl's ass.
Bro, you worked,
and
you
in,
worked your whole week.
In doing that, you're a part of the problem because, like, that girl then thinks, oh, well, if he'll do this, another guy will do this too. And then the other guy doesn't. It's like, oh, well, if those two guys will do it, then maybe I can get two more.
Exactly.
And it just snowballs.
And that's kind of like...
It just snowballs.
I don't condone it at all. But if you're making a certain type of money, you kind of be an idiot not to think.
I can't be mad at the OnlyFans girls. Because at the end of the day, it's business.
They're trying to get their money.
They're making money.
Trying to make their money.
Nah,
bro.
and...
It's the same thing with big corporations, bro.
Exactly.
They do what they got. They do what you got to do to make their money, bro.
I blame the guys. You cannot be mad at them because at the end of the day, it's not them who's purchasing it. It's the men.
It's niggas.
It's the men.
It's the niggas, bro.
Once the men can be fixed, then society will be better. But if we can't fix the men out here, bro, is America done up?
And then the question is, how you fix the men?
Hard times. Hard times. It's the only way to... Hard times create strong men.
That's the only way to fix
it. That's the only way to fix it.
But here's the problem. We're probably one of the easier-ish times in America.
Yeah.
So it's like... It's difficult to create hard times when currently right now we live in very easy times. Currently right now we live where we have smartphones. All the answers are here. Currently we live in times where a lot of men are like, why even try? In terms of women. Why try when I could... You could subscribe to Shorty.
You could subscribe to one.
Pay $5, $10, $20 a month.
Yeah.
And get your fix.
Exactly.
To be honest, you don't even got to pay. You do that shit for free.
Yep.
You do that shit for the free, bro.
Go to the hub, bro. Not that hard.
For the free, bro.
Type it on Google.
So it's like, and I think we've kind of talked about this as well. A lot of times. Yeah, we can't, a little bit over.
We got to eat it, bro. A little bit
over. Yeah. Facts. She got real near there.
Make your last point, though.
Fuck, what was I going to say? I think a lot of guys kind of just giving up. And a lot of guys, I kind of said the last podcast, are just kind of just taking the easy way out.
Yeah. Very much so. I agree.
And it is.
A lot of guys have given up.
And not that it is. I don't want to say it is what it is, but it's kind of, it's just unfortunate.
There's nothing one person could do. One man is not going to be able to change it, bro. All of us together have to come together, but that's not going to be a possibility either.
Now, I also think I think a lot of dudes also just don't believe in themselves.
Yeah. Yes, that's like, so true.
They're kind of just down.
That's
bad.
So true, Tyler, bro. That's
like
so
they
true.
Don't understand like the potential that they can have.
That's so true.
And like you understand, like I understand.
They don't believe in themselves, man.
Especially like young men. Mm. Like we in our 20s.
Yeah.
Like imagine if we just stayed disciplined and we just really just took on responsibility. It was like, all right, bro, we finna
stay focused. Do what you got to do
every
day.
Imagine what we could be in.
Make a plan for yourself. Exactly. Write shit down.
But a lot of people don't have that, bro.
No.
Frankly, we both have talked to men who don't have a plan.
And there are men
who don't have
our age who are in the same boat as them.
Exactly, bro.
Same boat.
Exactly.
And that's why it's not going to change.
Nah, bro. I mean, I'm going to say this. And like, not to be like a dick. But the increase of pussy ass niggas. It's gonna help me.
Oh yeah. I'm gonna be that man.
I will be high.
Exactly. I'm gonna be that man, without a doubt.
Man, I'm gonna get mine.
Exactly.
But it is kind of just unfortunate to see like a lot of my
peers. A lot of my peers are following down that foot of doing the stupid shit, man.
And I ain't gonna lie. I've had people say this about me, and actually, I'm fine with it because there is truth to it.
Mm.
I am a little arrogant.
Mm.
I'm a little cocky. I understand. I'm a little selfish.
Talk your shit.
But like, I just think you kind of need that. I think as a man, you kind of need a little bit of that, bro. You need that confidence. You need that self-absorbedness that like you walk into the room and you're like, bro, I'm that nigga. Regardless, like it doesn't matter what someone says. It doesn't matter what you think. It's what I think about myself. And it's how I carry myself and how I portray myself to the world.
And that's what women find attractive.
And the thing is, a lot of guys don't have that.
Nah.
They're just hurt.
Yeah.
They tell themselves negative things. They feed their mind negative things. They say, I'm sad. I'm depressed. I can't get a girl. I can't get this. I can't get that. It's like, bro, imagine if you just start telling yourself positive things.
Exactly.
And doing positive things.
Exactly.
What the fuck is going to happen with your life?
Your life
will
change.
You'll see. Exactly. Your life will change.
But unfortunately, Tyler, they don't want to make that change. They don't want to complain. They're literally like all the women that we have out. They want to complain. Sit and complain. Fine. You complain. The real men out there that want to change their lives will make the difference.
Exactly.
And then we're on the world.
Facts.
Just like that.
Facts. All right. Well, we're kind of going over.
Yeah, for real.
We're kind of going over. As you can see, we got a little heated. But it's all good. It's all a good fun. Around this time, we give advice.
We've been giving advice on the show. Low key.
Facts.
Boys, if you're out there listening to this, please. If you truly do love yourself, try to make yourself a better man. Women out there, they appreciate you once you become a good man, okay?
Facts.
Respect yourselves and respect others. And that goes for the ladies out there too. Ladies, please, respect yourselves. We live in a very hypersexualized society. I understand that things are kind of tough, but have some respect for yourselves. That's my advice, man, for real.
My advice is... I gotta kind of be kind of have to be careful how I develop this. And maybe I'll explain a little bit more. But, like, at least for men particularly, like, develop a little bit of sense of, like, arrogance to yourself. A little bit of cockiness. And I don't mean it in terms of, like, you have to be a dick. You have to be rude. You have to be disrespectful. But just, like, I do have a sense of cockiness and arrogance to myself. And I understand that. And I try to kind of keep it under wraps within a certain bubble because I know it can kind of blow up a little bit. But I use that shit to fuel my confidence, bro. Like, I use my arrogance to kind of just have belief in myself, have belief in me. So I'm able to walk into a room with my head up high, my chest up high, and I know who I am. Mm. And because of that, I've noticed a lot of people are just so much more receptive to me. And also a lot of people just respect me more because I carry myself in a certain way, in a certain light that kind of like demands respect to a certain way. I understand I'm young. I understand I'm 23 years old. I understand there's probably a lot of older men that are like, yo, look at this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I kind of know who I am. I know the things that I have done. I know the work I've put in. And even though I'm young, I am quite successful in my own right. Yeah. So develop a little bit sense of arrogance and like cockiness to like fuel your confidence, bro. It's okay to talk shit. Females walk around saying I'm a bad bitch. Why can't you say I'm that nigga, bro? It's the same shit, bro. You're just a guy. But you just have to carry yourself in that way. Mm. And I think one of the best ways to kind of practice that is while you tell yourself that, do acts that you think that a confident man, a respectable man does.
Exactly.
Like, you know, take care of yourself. Go to the gym. Work on yourself. Work on your mind. Read some books. Gain some fucking knowledge. Do something in terms of that. Exactly. That's actually going to help you.
Exactly.
Knowledge is power.
Have standards.
Exactly. Have, oh my gosh, have bro. Have
standards, bro.
And have, you know how many men don't have any type of standards?
None, bro.
At all.
None.
And I think that's why a lot of men, not a lot of men, a lot of females don't respect men.
Yeah, they have no standards.
Because they have no standards.
No standards.
And they'll say, okay, these are my standards. And a female will kind of go over and...
then they'll just put up with it.
And they'll just let it rock.
Hey, man, have some standards.
And y'all just sit there and you wonder why she cheated on you. Or you wonder why Shorty left your ass.
Have some standards.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to walk away.
Don't be afraid to walk away.
It is what it is, bro. Yeah,
man.
Over what, 4 billion or 4 million women in the world?
You'll find one.
You'll be
all
right,
bro. I'm sure you'll find one.
You'll be okay.
I'm sure you'll find one.
You know what I'm saying? Hold on to your standards. So that was the podcast today. We hope you guys enjoyed for real, for real. We appreciate you guys tuning in.
Especially made it to the end.
Facts. So thank you guys. You can find us on Instagram. That's going to be NOA_podcast. You can find us on YouTube. Just type in NOA podcast. We're the first thing that pop up.
TikTok.
We're available. Yes, the TikTok is going to be NOA Podcast 1 as well as NOA Podcast 2. All episodes are available on YouTube, Spotify, and on Apple Podcasts. Also, please make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel and check out for the Wednesday show that drops every single Wednesday.
Thanks.
New and more content on the way, guys. Just
give us some time.
For real, for real. Y'all take care.
Have a good one.